For our Lord's Supper meditation, I want to read the passage in Mark chapter 14, where Jesus does the Lord's Supper with the 12 disciples. So if you turn with me there, Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Mark chapter 14, 12 through 26. And this chapter has 72 verses in it, so it's a long chapter. But this is Jesus' final meal with his disciples, and he actually previews his death with this part of the Lord's Supper. So Mark chapter 14, beginning with verse 12. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they had killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?" And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, "Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say to the good man of the house, 'The master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat this Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us." And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. In verse 18, "And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, 'Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me.' They began to be sorrowful and say unto him one by one, 'Is it I?' And another said, 'Is it I?' And he answered and said unto them, 'It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born.'" Verse 22, "And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, 'This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God.'" Verse 26, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." The first thing here, when you look at it, is the preview of his death. The bread, the wine, the body and blood of Jesus. He'd done this before. John chapter 3, not John 3:16, but John 3:14 and 15. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The bronze serpent in the book of Numbers. John chapter 2, he's walking in front of the temple doors, and he says to his disciples, "Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days." And they thought he was talking about that temple built by Herod, the second temple that Herod was remodeling and updating. He wasn't. John gives the commentary that says, "But this he spoke of his body, that if his body were killed, it would rise again in 3 days." The sign of Jonah, Matthew chapter 12, he talks about the prophet Jonah, and he says, "As Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights, so I will be in the belly of the earth." And so a literal 3 days and 3 nights is why some people believe that he was crucified on Wednesday and not on Friday. It's an interesting study. And then John 12, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." The same chapter, he talks about the grain of wheat. A grain of wheat falls to the ground, it dies. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. Again, all these previews that Jesus was going to die as the Savior of the world. This is a Passover meal, and there's the promise of the new Passover. Not just the preview of his death, but the promise of a new Passover. The Passover celebrates the Passover in Egypt. "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. It was ordained in the wilderness as Passover feast, and the Jews had done it. The Jews still do it, the Seder, on the 14th day of Nisan. Ordained in the wilderness, but Paul says, 1 Corinthians 5:7, Jesus is our Passover lamb. And so when you look at the symbolism of the lamb in the Passover, it had to be a male lamb, had to have no spot or blemish. When the lamb was sacrificed, the bones were not broken. This is pointed out in John chapter 19. John does the commentary on this, John 19, 34 through 36. He says, one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Water and blood mixed together is a symptom of a ruptured heart. Okay, the blood serum is white and clear, and the blood is red. But he goes on to say, and he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith is true, that you might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And that is Zechariah 12:10. So Jesus is our Passover lamb, the spot without blemish. Jesus died at 9 o'clock. He was crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's the time of the morning sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. He died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That is the time of the evening sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. So you have the preview of his death. You have the promise of the new Passover. You have the presentation of new grace from God. God had promised in the book of Jeremiah, the new covenant, that God was going to make a new covenant, not only with Israel, but with the whole world. Jeremiah 31, beginning with 31. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive them of their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is the new covenant that Jesus brings in through his own blood. New access to God. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Every one of us is a priest that can come to God and ask for forgiveness, ask for comfort, ask for direction. Every one of us have access to God. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished, and he dismissed his spirit. And the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. Now, the veil of the temple was 14 feet tall. Josephus says it was thick as a handbreadth. He said two teams of chariots couldn't rip it apart. And yet, the rip was from top to bottom. Someone 14 feet tall ripped it from top to bottom. That was the hand of God. But the veil of the temple was torn in two. Everybody has access to the throne of God because of the time that Jesus died on the cross. And it abolished our sins. Ephesians 2:8, 9, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So you have the preview of his death, the promise of a new Passover, the presentation of new grace from God, and the proclamation of a new hope. Jesus said in John 14:19, because I live, you shall live also. And that's why the disciples, when they preached in the book of Acts, they didn't talk about Jesus dying on the cross. They talked about Jesus rising from the dead. Jesus said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The Bible says, by man came death, so by man came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all have been made alive. And that's what we celebrate this morning as we take the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. So we're going to have an invitation hymn, and after that we'll go into our ordinance. But our invitation hymn this morning is number 287. Number 287. Take my life, lead me, Lord. Number 287. Let's stand together.